This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What is up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Cabrera, the podcasting coach here, and we all face certain barriers along our journey because the barriers make us all stronger, and the barriers reflect that we have to develop our knowledge and enhance our business skills to get through them. But some of the barriers we face are on the mental side. If you've had a negative thought enter your mind, say you can't do this or something like that, that is one of those mental barriers. We are going to tackle those in this episode so they don't have the impact on you anymore. So our guest who joins us, she helps entrepreneurs and driven professionals to remove their mental barriers that are stopping them from creating the life that they want. But stress, overwhelm, and income caps aren't solely a business problem. It's also part of the subconscious belief systems that we have developed. She goes more into detail about this and shares this with her clients. So not only do they make money, but they also feel the way that they want to feel. She also helps small to mid-sized leadership teams in companies to grow further and faster by implementing emotional intelligence into their work. Our guest who joins us for this episode is none other than Mallory Nicole. Mallory, welcome to the show.
Thank you. That was a super warm welcome. So I appreciate you having me on.
Mallory, it is such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success. And mental barriers are things that we all come across because when we do pursue this new big venture, it is natural to, you know, can I do this? Can I make this happen? But you don't want to have the mental barriers paralyze you. You don't want them to go from, you know, can I do this to I'm just going to pull away and back out on this. So when you meet someone, like someone in a company or a client, what's the first thing you do with that person to figure out what their barriers are and a plan of attack?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to start, our mental barriers, we think of them as present day things that are going on. So like you just said, that's a great example. Like we hit a block in our digital marketing, or we hit a block of not getting enough clients, or, you know, the funnel that we're creating isn't working the way that we wanted it to. And sometimes we think that that's the only problem that comes from that kind of scenario. But really what I want to look at and what I try and help people do is understand why they're perceiving the situation the way that they are. Because as you know, Mark, you could have two people experiencing the same exact thing in their sales and in their marketing, and one person is totally stuck in their head freaking out over it, and another person is looking at the situation going, all right, well, I need to tweak some things. I'm going to learn through this. I'm going to grow. And it doesn't seem to be something that phases them as this paralyzing thing that happens. And there's a reason for that. And that's really what's stored in the subconscious programming of the mind. So that's really what I help people do, is look at what are the things going on in the subconscious that are creating this pattern of you experiencing business and life the way that you are.
Yeah, and subconscious is a part of our minds that I don't feel like people explore enough or think about. And just asking yourself thought-provoking questions can get some of that stuff out. But you did mention tweaking different things. And I do feel like some people, you know, it's necessary to like tweak an ad or tweak, you know, your podcast delivery or tweak different things to see more success. But then there's excessive tweaking. So yeah. I'm wondering if you could share this. How do we draw that line between we're making a small optimization thing here versus we're optimizing so many different things but not really moving forward?
Yeah, great question again. So that I would really want to look at that. That to me, if someone's over tweaking, there's an overthinking pattern that's going on. So that's kind of the baseline thought process that's going on. Whatever this person is doing, there's a reason that they're not trusting it. There's a reason that they're not believing that, you know, in an allotted amount of time, they're going to get the results, and they're overthinking the process. So they try something, and this happens a lot. They try something, they tweak their marketing, they don't even let it sit long enough to see if there are results, because that's time is part of marketing. We have to incorporate time into the things that we tweak. And that really stems from, in our subconscious belief patterns, some type of experience that you had like a long time ago. And I know this stuff might sound a little weird, but this is where the subconscious beliefs start. Some type of experience that you might have had in your childhood or pattern that you developed about your own decision-making process that has really nothing to do with the marketing that's in front of you on the computer, the clients that you're working with. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your childhood experiences, your life experiences, because not all of it's childhood. We also develop beliefs as we move through life in certain situations that we go through. And from that, what you have made those things mean about you as a person.
Yeah, I mean, childhood stuff, like, again, it's something that for, you could go really far back, but that's the stuff that you have to go into. And for some people, it may be uncomfortable, but are you willing to be uncomfortable for a little bit to tap into some really deep truths about yourself and get through some of the barriers that you're setting up for yourself? And Mallory brings up a really great point. Overtweaking is just overthinking it. And you overthink because you don't trust the process. And you don't trust the process because, and you keep asking because, and then you can get to that root cause that is really holding you back. Because like, I do tweak my YouTube thumbnails, but I do give them a month to like sit and just like, you know, see if the conversion is going to work properly. If that doesn't work within a month, then I change it. But there is that balance. But asking because and wild time really helps you get to those root causes. And you know, once we get to that root cause, like, you know, people have like money is a big thing for people. Like, yes. And then like, you know, what they're taught as children about money, how do you then like reverse something? Because you can't go back in time and reverse that childhood moment, but how do you change now and then carry that in the future?
Yeah, the brain is actually so adjustable. And sometimes I think that we don't realize how much it's open to change because we just don't address it in a way that changes it. So we hear this concept all the time. I know you've heard this before. Like people will say, I've always been that way. Like I've always been X, Y, Z, whatever that thing is. I've always been an overthinker, or I've always been stressed about money, or, you know, I've always been whatever that is. And when we think that way, that means that we are identifying with we're always going to be, we have no room to grow and change, and these things are permanent. When your belief system is not permanent at all, you may have just not uncovered and recognized where your thinking comes from. Now, the opposite of this is not perfection. It's not you're going to be this perfectly fine-tuned thing that then you put yourself back into your business and nothing, no problems ever occur. But with understanding yourself and why you think the way you think, you can approach things differently, and these patterns will stop creating such paralyzation in your business and in your marketing. Because the opposite of what we just talked about, over tweaking, I have consultants ask me all the time, why do I tell my clients to do something and then they just don't do it? You know, I could give them like this fine-tuned marketing plan and it's like it completely paralyzes them and they don't implement. That also goes back to the subconscious belief system of, you know, who do they believe they are? Do they believe they have a voice? Did they lose that at some point in their life? Are they fearful of rejection and that's why they don't want to start this YouTube channel and create all these followers? Like, what is it that's really holding them back?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, it's not like, you know, we're not framing this from the perspective of, I feel like there's a mental block that's in my way that's preventing me from doing things. It's, I have the funnel. I haven't done anything for my funnel. Why? Mm-hmm. Because all that stuff comes back to mindset. I mean, you could say that, you know, you're tired, or you just like, you know, you were slammed the whole day, but there is part of that mindset factor that Mallory has been really sharing with us throughout this episode. And I would really like to jump into the, you know, I'm not starting a funnel yet, or I'm not starting a podcast yet, because I feel like those are two things that come up for a lot of people. It could be very relatable. So I'm wondering if you could share with us like what your process would be. Someone comes up to you, says, I want to start a podcast, or I want to do this funnel, but I haven't been able to do it. Why?
Yeah, I would want to know, First of all, how are they looking at the funnel right now? Like, what is their perception of it? Because when we think in black and white, that's oftentimes when we get stuck. Are we looking at the funnel saying, if I do it right, that means that I'm good enough for this business idea, or not business idea, that I'm good enough for entrepreneurship. And if I do it wrong, that means that I have proof that entrepreneurship, I'm not cut out for it. So I'm not going to do it because I'm scared to see one or both of those things. Because what this means is it could be one or either. Some people are actually scared to see that they will succeed. Because succeeding in this case, if you do one funnel and it works, that could then mean, okay, well, I'm really comfortable in my job. I have security. I, you know, have a wife or kids or a husband or whatever, and people are relying on me to create income. If this works, that creates a whole different scenario of now what do I need to do? And there's so much fear that's connected to not knowing how something's going to work out that we block ourselves from giving ourselves a chance to do it. So if you do something that works, that means that you're seeing some level of success that you're capable of, which can trigger a fear of success, period.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode. And I feel like we talk a lot about fear of failure, fear of reject, but I'm wondering if we could go more into this fear of success and how can we get over that?
Yeah. If you are in that position, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, that's kind of me and that's maybe why I've been avoiding this, there's a lot of things that are connected to fear of success. There's a lot of stories. There's, you know, what are my family and friends going to think of me if I'm using social media and online platforms to make money? What will my boss and my team, this is one people get stuck on all the time, even if they don't love their jobs, there is such a fear of leaving people behind. So if they were to succeed in something in their business, this would then mean at some point they're going to have to go to their boss and say, I'm going to leave the company. And that we have an identification with security around jobs. But really, when we look at it, a job isn't that secure. People lose their jobs all the time. What's more secure? Knowing that you can build and do something. If you were to, you know, if your 6-7 figure business was to explode, you have the skills and the tools to do it again because you've learned how to do it. You know that you have what it takes. You can go do it again. If you lose a job and you've been with them for 25 years, there's not exactly a promise that you're going to have another one in a week. It's just not the world that we live in. So all of our identifications of security oftentimes keep us from really putting ourselves out there into breakthrough success. Okay. I just saw your shirt. I like into breaking through our own success. And this also ties into money. You know, there's a lot of beliefs out there around what we think we're worthy of. And I've literally seen people do this. They do something in their marketing. It works. They make $50,000 from it in a couple of weeks, and then they freak out. And it's like, well, you just got what you wanted. Well, the brain, the amygdala, still hasn't identified with that it's safe and it's comfortable to experience that level of success and receiving that level of money. So it triggers all of these old stories and beliefs about, oh, we were poor growing up and we didn't have money. And oh my gosh, there's so much shame around experiencing this level of success that I didn't even realize, you know, I had. So all of the old stuff, it really, it's almost like it stirs the pot and all of that stuff starts to show up too. So it's really easy to identify what are the present day current situation, what is the present day current situation that's happening right now that's stressing you out? in your business and connecting that to the old stuff, because there's so many patterns that run through this. It's very simple when it comes down to it.
And I mean, as Mallory mentions, like, it comes down to, you know, childhood stuff, stuff you're taught early. And when you ask why and because to build on, you know, I don't want to start a funnel. Why? I don't want to do a podcast. Why? And you get to those root causes. And it's interesting because one of the things I'm doing is I'm growing my YouTube channel. And naturally, I've watched videos from other YouTubers explaining how they've grown their channels. There are some YouTubers who, you know, they'll have a few thousand subscribers, then they'll blow up, and then they'll say, like they weren't expecting the success and how it's kind of overwhelmed them a little bit. And so sometimes you do have that when the success comes at you very sudden. It's like, what do I do now? So that is a very interesting dynamic, because fear of failure is very real, but fear of success and you know, what to do once you have it is also something very real as well.
I almost think that we actually expect ourselves to fail. So the real fear is the fear of success. Because if we look at our default and look what's in our subconscious mind, a lot of it's negative. And we haven't identified that yet, so we're not seeing that firsthand oftentimes in our business. And I would be curious to know, you know, how many people listening to this, how many of you actually, if you're really honest with yourselves, are more fearful of the success than you are of the failure?
Yeah, I mean, that's... each person's going to have a different opinion on that. But I mean, just that, think about that question, whether you want to share that in the Breakthrough Success Facebook group or just keep that to yourself. I mean, that is a really great question to ponder. And I mean, Mallory's given us so many different things to ponder throughout time together. And I think if you guys have really enjoyed this episode, you should definitely check out her work. So with that in mind, where do we go to continue learning more about your work and journey?
Yeah, you can check my podcast out at Abundantly Clear Podcast, or you can go to my website, abundantlyclearpodcast.com. We'll take you to the back end, and feel free to, you know, shoot me a message if this is something that you feel like you've been stuck on. Just know, and if you're listening to this and this feels heavy, like the number one thing that I want people to know about this work is that it's totally not, and it can feel paralyzing, and it can feel like, you know, you're never going to get out of it, but it's all science. And that's like the best part about all of this. It's just like a funnel. In the same way that you're trying to create a funnel for your business, you're implementing marketing, we just need to look at how your brain's processing information and what's going on there, because when that stuff is shifted and that stuff is tweaked, everything else changes too. So if it feels heavy, it's just an emotion. That's all it is. And it's really not as daunting as it may sound on here.
It's all science. That is an excellent recap of everything that we've shared. And go check out Mallory's podcast because this episode was really awesome. So I think you'll get a lot from that. Thank you so much, Mallory, for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode of the Breakthrough Success podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.